ओम नमो ब्रह्मादिभ्यो ब्रह्म विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यो वंशर्षिभ्यो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः सर्वोपप्लवरहित प्रज्ञानगण प्रत्यगर्तो ब्रह्मैवाहमस्मि ओम नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणी विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा ओम वेदेषु यज्ञेषु तपस्सु चैव दानेषु यत्पुण्यफलं प्रदिष्टम् अत्येति तत्सर्वमिदं विदित्वा योगी परं स्थानमुपैति चाद्यम् भगवान शंकराचार्य से श्रुणु योगस्य महात्म्यम् महिमा वंस यू अंडरस्टैंड द महिमा द ग्रेटनेस द ग्लोरी द रिजल्ट हाउ एफिकेशियस इट इज देन ओनली देर इज प्रवृत्ति ही देन ओनली देर इज अ डिजायर टू परस्यू दैट महात्म ज्ञानक पूर्वकस्तु इफ यू हैव महात्म बुद्धि महत्व बुद्धि ओ दिस इज ग्रेट दिस इज ब्यूटिफुल दिस इज द थिंग देन ओनली यू विल एंगेज योर सेल्फ सो इन प्रीवियस वर्स वन सेंटेंस वॉज सेड सर्वेषु कालेषु In all your waking hours, in all stages of your life, spend your time meaningfully. One thing very important we have to all learn in our life, spending time meaningfully. That means what? Not wasting my time. Time is very important. If other person does not respect your time and just squanders your time, then you do what? You have to cut off. That's all simple. You have to move away because you have to spend your time meaningfully. I like in this culture, anybody is busy, you will say, excuse me and what? Next minute you don't see them anywhere. Correct? I like that. That's good because you've got job to be done. So, for the spiritual seeker, I'm not talking about industrial people or this business people. They spend their time only for getting money and status and whatnot. Here is a person who has understood the limitations of all other pursuits, that they are limited. But the Vairagyam already showed yesterday. What they get, give you, is non-eternal. And non-eternal cannot give me eternal joy, eternal happiness. Eternity cannot be in the time. Yad janyam tad martyam, tad dukkhapakam, tasmad heyam api. What is gained in time is always limited, going to be giving me high and dry. Therefore, I am not interested. The Viveka is very clear. He has already analyzed all that actions can deliver. He knows very well. What I really want, action cannot give me. therefore I am not interested in those activity. Putra kamaha, loka kamaha, dhana kamaha, all that he has given up. He has grown out of it. Because of what? Clarity here. Therefore Arjuna, when you have given up all other activity, because they are for samsara, a life of birth and death and pain, you're not interested, fine. But you want moksha? Yes. Then don't think by taking sannyasa you will become free. No. Now it's more responsibility for me to study properly, to spend my every minute so that it becomes into what? Either purifying myself or seeing myself clearly. Two. Either I purify or I have got clarity. More and more enlightenment inside. So Swami Dayanji says, life of growing clarity. That is a meaningful life. Any situation, any confrontation, any interaction, let me turn itself into for more to become more introvert and more enlightened. Even somebody is angry at me or mad at me, I understand what is this behavior, behind that behavior there is pain, behind the inner pain, what goes there. I understand all the way, and that person releases the pain. Because nobody wants pain. Inappropriate, the pain is coming out. Therefore, that person requires sympathy and understand how much damage this inner pain can do to oneself and others. Therefore, I become more and more alert. Therefore, there is no reaction from my side, but there is more and more what? Growing inside. So here is a very mature person. That maturity takes whole life. You can't order that maturity will happen overnight, but different compartments are there here, different areas we require to mature. So here he said, Tasmas sarvakal sarveshu kaleshu yogi bhava. What a sentence. Equip yourself all the way, no tension. It is not a business that you have got the orientation to produce this much target in this time. There is not that in 3 months Atma Sakshatka. It's not like that. Everybody joined the course in 3 months, boom, Atma Sakshatka. And after Guru Dakshina given, then only it will happen. That's also they will tell. It's not like that. It's not a package program. Your whole life is there. A more relaxed person, because you are already free. You need not become free, already free. Only have you discovered that fact. And once I am in the process of discovery, giving up all other activity, thereafter I am relaxed that this will happen. I will not be away from this knowledge. It has to take place because I am working on it. There is no promise, but there is no person who does not see. That's the thing. But that person is so relaxed. So here now Bhagavan is praising this knowledge. Shrunu yogasya mahatmya. Mahatmyam. Verses, two sentences are there. Vedeshu yajneshu tapastucha eva daneshu pradishtam yat punya phalam. Atyeti sarvamidam viditva. And second sentence is yogi param sthanam upaiti cha adyam sthanam param upaiti. There are two sentences in here. Number one, all the punya phalam which one can gain in asmin janmani janmantare krutamva. So punya can be from this birth now और वाट, करंट और वाट बना के रखा है. लॉट ऑफ पुण्य यू गॉट अर्न अर्लियर एंड इट इज देयर और यू अर्न इट ऑल्सो. ऑल दिस सेड इन वेदा, इफ यू कैन गेट इट ऑल दिस पलम, द योगी अत्येति तत्सर्वम इति. He crosses all that. Means what? All the actions can give, punya can give in the form of conducive situation, pleasures, all that thing. What the yoga, the self recognition can give you, it is not more, there is no comparison. All that is included in the ananda, which is me. But all that they give is not equal to the ananda, which is myself. Atyeti. And second thing he says also, he gains what? Adyam. Adyam is the very cause of this world, the Parabrahman. Who is Abhinna Nimitta Upadana Karanam Jagat Prati. The very material cause and efficient cause both. If I know I am the Brahman from whom the whole world has come and world is not separate from me, what do I want? Everything is me, therefore Adyam also Upaiti Gacchati. And all the small ends which can give you Sukham, that he gets much more than that, that is already included, and he got much more than that. There is no comparison. There are two sentences here. Now we look at the words. Vedesu samyak adhiteshu yagyesu cha sadgunena anusthite anishthiteshu tapassu sutapteshu daneshu samyak datteshu yat eteshu punya phalam punyasya phalam punna phalam. Who said yadishtam shastrena? Now scripture says certain thing. It says, number one, it says, if you study the Veda, if you study the Vedangani, if you study Purana, if you study Smriti Granta with your teacher properly, there is a way of learning, that will create punya. Swadhyaya pravachanabhya na prabhatitabhyam. Therefore this person always learns from his teacher, and whatever he has learned, he also teaches other. That the loop is complete. Learn and teach. So here, when you learn Veda, chanting Veda, learning the meaning of the Veda, that itself produces punya. It's a karma. Teachers gain punya, and students also get what? Lot of punya. When you attend even Gita class once in a year, that also what happened? Produces punya for you. Adhikasya adhikam phalam. They were nyaya. If you attend more classes, it will produce what? More punya. If you study more what? More punya. If you study Paniniya Sutra, means what? Very good punya. Only you understand, now you have got no memory, because all flop is filled with sutras. So you forget to put salt in the dal, everything you forget slowly. How to make dal also you wonder, because Panini is going on here. So this is good. So this fellow, because flop is full with all sutra, and therefore what happened, other work suffers. I believe so, it's not like that. But that itself is a big thing, to study Paniniya, to study Nyaya, not ordinary, to study Shiksha, Kalpa, all the people give their life. And just sitting and studying produce punya. If you study Bhagavatam, so much punya. Bhagavatam is one who produces a lot of punya. Therefore, Vedeshu samyak aditeshu. Then, yajneshu. In Veda itself says, perform this homa. They are called yajna yagadi. Deva karma, pitru karma. All these karmas are showed. If person does all that thing, and Agnihotradi is the only very small yajna. Only two oblation you offer. Prajapataye swaha, Indraya swaha, meaning Suryaya swaha, Indraya, two avati. Then other acts. From that to any other deed, like Rajasu yajna, Brihaspati Sava Itekta, if you do, it gives you tremendous punya. Studying Veda, I know what yajna has to be done, and if I perform that yajna, further it does what? Produces punya. Therefore, even if people came here for Shivaratri, to Dakshinamurti, Sannidhi, very auspicious time, and Bhagavan Avatara time, they call Prathama Prahara, that is a four prahara, that you prahara you do with puja and sandhya kala, pradosh kalam. Oh, tremendous punya it produces. You do abhishekam. Even if you see abhishekam, it produces punya. Swami Dhanji says, if they do puja and you see puja and you get punya, which is better? Which is better? Seeing, correct? I like that. Kuch karne haldi lage na fit kari rang chokha aave. You need not do anything in it. Once I was telling Bhagavad Katha, and when the Krishna was born, the Vasudeva was, Nanda Baba is so happy, he started giving cow as a charity. And the Brahmana who took the cow had to give punya to whom? Nanda Baba. And Brahmana thought, today is not a day to take punya, to get punya. Not to give him punya. The first Brahmana took the cow, gave to another Brahmana, and he also under punya. Second gave to third one, he also under punya. Like that, 108 Brahmana, same cow went, and came back to Vasudeva, Nanda Baba. Everybody got punya and cow remained what? When I told this story in India and in Ahmedabad, they were very happy. And they told me, Swamiji, if you have such more story, please tell us. Therefore, that is the way, punya. So, Veda itself says this karma will produce so much punya. And they tell you measure also. If you study this Vedanta every day, it produces the punya equal to Rajasuya Yajna. That's what they call. Even if you are sleepy, still it produces. No? Some people feel sleepy all the time in the class. When class is over, they are very alert. But the class time, they are sleepy. But still produces punya. Punya doesn't see whether it's sleepy or not. Then another punya says, Daneshu. Daneshu means what? Samyak datteshu. When you give anything in charity, you say what? Na mama. Very important. Brahmana will make you say. After giving, suppose I give this flower to you, and then I say, na mama, this flower belongs to whom totally now? You, your ownership. Now you can give to somebody, you can destroy anything. I have no right to ask you. Why? Na mama already said. So much. Change of ownership. I give after I don't think about it. It doesn't belong to me. I've given you. And samyak danishu, very well, that to patra, desha kala patra. If you give danam on the punya kala, 14th January, more punya. When there's the eclipse, give after eclipse, more punya. If you go to Tirthabhumi like Mathura, Kashi and do charity, more punya. Like there are special time, special place, and special individual, a Brahmana who studied Veda very well. I'm doing lot of tapascharya. Even if you give something to him, that become great punya for you. Daneshu patreshu patanatrayate iti patram. The patram if I give, that gives a lot of punya. Pradishtam shastrena. All this punya thoda ikatta. It's like that, doing different jobs and getting money different places, correct? Then you do what? All money together. But similarly, all different punya karma will give yajna, dana, tapascharya. Tapas is very important. When you do fasting, not easy. Everybody else is eating and you are doing what? Fasting. And they prepare the best item when you are fasting. More pain, correct? Yeah, I used to see in India, in Ekadasi they make so many nine items. Then I feel very bad. Why I am not fasting or fasting also? So fasting is not easy. Every time your hunger comes, you have to remind to you what? No eating. I want to eat. No eating. This will become what? Penance. Walking barefooted around the Tirthadama, that's called tapascharya. All different types of tapascharya. I can give you a list of that. Our biggest is what? Indriyana manascha ekagram tapaiti uchyate. Manascha indriyanam ekagram. If you can keep all your senses under you and mind also with you discipline and apply in the right direction, that itself produces punya. Even if you sit very properly and study for 1 hour, that could become what? Tapascharya. Punyam. Any discipline bring punyam. All this punya can give you what? Different type of goodies. Situation. Here Bhagavan Krishna says, all the people in 3 period of time having done all punya karma, what result it can gain you? The sukha, this self-knowledge gives you much more than that. Therefore, a wise man just crosses all the sukha only by self-knowledge. Once you know limitless, all the limited ends are included in that. That is said here. Atyeti tasarvam idam. Idam viditva. I am atma viditva. Then he said, Yogi param sthanam upaiti. Read the Bhashyara. Sarvam phalajatam idi viditva. And idam viditva, Bhagavan Shankaracharya say, sapta prashna nirnaya dvarena. In this chapter, there were 7 questions. In the beginning of this chapter, all those who understand kim brahma, ityadi kim adhyatmam, the answer for all these 7 questions was this chapter. If you understand all the answer given by Bhagavan Krishna, you will gain the result of all that actions can give you. All the punya can give you much more than you will get it. Much more is not a word. Between limitless and limited, distance is what? Limitless. Sapta prashna nirnaya dvarena. Uktam samyak avadharya. Now Bhagavan again said, anushtaya yogi. Again same thing. Equip yourself. The whole message in this verse is what? Never lose sight of what you really want. I went to one Swami. But he was a wise person. I said, what shall I do? What seva I can do to you? He said, it is your freedom to do whatever you want to do here. But understand, you came to me for what purpose? To know the truth. Never lose sight of that. It is teri mauj hai jo seva karo. Par kabhi ye bhulna mat ki mere paas kis prayojan se aaya hai. People forget that. You come to this institution for what? Sightseeing, Poconos, no? You do what? Flea market? No. Swamiji, my brother brought me. It like that? No. You came for what? Ask your question. What for I am here? I came here to learn. What? Well, Swami, what? Brahma Vidya. Then anything you want to do, seva, that's fine. Seva is a part of it, but main provision is what? I come, even I am not interested in Swami, I am interested in all the self-knowledge. I never lose sight of it. Therefore, when you are coming from home to this place, in between you see Taco Bell, you go and what? Nacho, you eat there. But you don't sit there, you do what? You do what? Again pick up the car and reach this place. Therefore, the goal should be clear. Never lose sight of Bhagavan says, Yogi Anushtaya Param Prakushtam Aishwaram Sthanam Upaiti Pratipadyate. What is this sthanam he gives? Is it some loka or Brahma loka or Deva loka or Pitru loka? Is a place to reach? He said, no. Adyam. Adyam is Ado Bhavam Karanam Brahma Adyam. That which is there before this manifestation of the world begins. Therefore, the Aitri Upanishad says, Atma va idam agre asit. Idam srushtehe prat atma sadakhya atma eva asit. From 20 pages, Bhashya Shankaracharya write to prove this vakya. Before all these things came, all this world was in the form of what? Parabrahma. Oh, Swamiji. Then world came and Brahman chala gaya. Correct? There was the clay and the pot came. Clay become what? Gone, correct? Don't say that. Clay is what? Clay is not pot. Pot is clay. And clay is always clay, correct? Sada eva asatva idam agre asi. Asat, that one time the Brahman is called asat. The sat was not, his creation was not, it was there alone. Sadva idam agre asi. That adi bhavam. Brahma janmadhyastha yatah yasmat karanat janma bhanga sthiti asya jagatah tat jagat karanam brahma vijigyasasva athato brahma jigyasa. Same thing. From whom this world has come and who has not become the world, from whom the world is sustained, but he is not sustained by anything. And to whom the world resolved, but one who doesn't resolve to anything, that Brahma is to be recognized. Therefore, Adyam Sthanam Upaiti, he reaches the highest state, the primal cause of the creation. Understand Brahman. Again, same sentence. Brahmavid Brahmaiva Bhavati. The knower of the Brahman gains the Brahman. Kim lakshanam brahma nitya suddha buddha mukta swarupam. Kim lakshanam brahmam satya gnanamantam brahma. Kim lakshanam brahma sajati vijati veda rahitam brahma. Kim brahma lakshanam desha kala vastu parichyada sunyam brahma. I can keep talking about a brahman and you do what? Blinking. But that you have to understand. It is not limited by time, not limited by space, not limited by attribute, that limitless. Which is free from all differences. That satyam which is shuddham, it never becomes ashuddham, you are always shuddham. That Brahman, you gain that Brahman in terms of knowledge, which include all the results which small action can give you. A small person doing any small job will be, get what? Well, therefore Swami Dayanji says, even the thumb can grow. How big it can grow? If thumb can grow big, how it will become? Thumb big only, not more than that. Therefore, Ramiji used to laugh and say, in the rat race, suppose the winner rat is what? not even cat. You become big person, how big? Till you are what? Person. Same toothache is there. Same problem is there. What? So we are cut to size, understand. At upadhi level, anything become bada is what? Chota only. That's all. Here is the thing. There is no big and small. All big and small is followed by that. That limitless. Ananda, he gains by knowledge. That's why Arjuna, don't you feel you have to spend all your time knowing that, equip yourself for that knowledge. Your job is to equip yourself. Rest thing I will take care of. Teaching I will do. You do what? Just prepare yourself. How to prepare myself? Already Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga already said here. Here the 7th, 8th chapter comes to end. Now you can see 9th chapter Lord Krishna started praising Brahma Vidya because he saw that I am praising so much, Arjuna is not excited like the our students here, not excited at all. Swami, poor Swami has to always praise Brahma Vidya, bolta rehta hai. So he is not excited and students are not excited and teacher do what? He has to do some upaya so that what? They get motivated. You know, some item you prepare and tell your son, eat this thing. No, mom. The mother should do what? Make him so that he, this fellow eats this, correct? Now one job to Krishna has to swamukhena. He himself praises the self-knowledge. Nobody else, himself praises. If you see 5 verses in next chapter number 9, he himself praises what? Brahma Vidya, Raja Vidya, Raja Kosham, all that thing. And who are the listeners? Who are the listeners for Gita? Only one. I am lucky I got 100. Krishna must be, you know, see, if you have got one and not interested, then you do what? If you have got 10, you forget about 9 at least. You can look one more. This fellow looks to be interested. But he has got only one. And now and then you must be looking at a horse, looking at all this around that also. So Krishna was a big job to teach this guy. Already was crying up to first chapter, correct? And just now he wiped the tears and all that thing, and he has to do what? Give in a good humor and exciting for this knowledge and look with all eyes. Now Arjuna also said, this Krishna is giving big talks here also. Tell me. What shall I do? This is in 3rd chapter. Listen, the very, very, very funny question. Vyamishreneva vakyena buddhim mohayasivame tadekam vada nischitya yena shreyoyam apnuyam. Please tell me, what shall I do? Shall I follow karma yoga or tattva jnanam? Tell me one thing. Don't tell me jnanam is the greatest thing and therefore you must do karma. Ye kya baat hai Arjuna? Tell me one thing. I am a soldier. Lauren and Hardy joined the army. Hardy is a big guy. Lauren is a thin. And in the army when you join, they give you training. Left! Right! Left! Right! And move like them. All the time orders. And whole thing move left, right, front, left, right, all. And after a few minutes, Hardy stop. Then everybody goes left or right, this fellow is just standing like that. He stands out, correct? And the fellow was giving order, commander said, "Hey, Hardy! Why don't you move?" Then Hardy smiled and said, "Sir, you please decide which way we should stand." You said you are confused, suddenly you say left and then you right. So once you make up your mind, then I'll stand in that direction. Similarly, Krishna, you are praising karma yoga so much. And you are praising tattva jnanam also so much. Sannyasa also praising. This also, I am confused. You decide. Come on. Which way I should stand? This is Arjuna's. Now what Krishna should do? Therefore, he is praising also and telling what is to be done. this beautiful chapter. I love this ninth chapter. Previously, whenever I used to have public talks, in India we'll have public talk and 8 days public talks, and we'll take one whole chapter. The people to listen also, okay? 100, 200, 500 people will come and listen. Try to take this chapter. I love that. So, next, what is the Monday coming, Sunday coming now? 5th or? 6th May, April. 6th April, I'm going to start and quickly go for the few verses in the beginning. And the verse in the whole Gita, if you know these two verses, you know the entire Gita, you know the entire Veda, you know all that should be understood in this life. So I'm going to try that also. So we'll complete here with the 8th chapter today. Let us chant the last thing. Om Tassat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishasu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Taraka Brahma Yogo Nama Ashtamodhyayah. Om Purnamadah Purnamidham Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamipavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.